Okay, so today's daf is Daf Lamed, and we are bottom of Chaf Tesma Bezin to Daf Lamed. We were discussing this machlokas. At what point is it problematic, or the father rather can no longer be madir his son to be a nazir? We had that machlokas. We thought maybe it was tali on Reish Lakish of Yochanan. What's the source that the father has the ability in the first place? Whether it's halach mushmei Sinai like Rabbi Yochanan, or whether it's really a kedei, it's a chinuch according to Reish Lakish. We thought those two machlokas were tali each other. Then we said no, and then we brought into another machlokas. A whole discussion here of a ma'aser Rabbi Chanina, who his father was madir him as a nazir, and he brought him in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said to him, he checked him whether or not he wanted to check him whether he had shei saros, and Rabbi Chanina was uncomfortable with that. He said, listen, if I'm a katan, so I'm a nazir because my father. And if I'm a gadol, I'll take upon myself nazirus now. Rabbi Gamliel had kissed him on the head, was very impressed with his wisdom and his willingness to do this. And then we wanted to know, and then he said, Muftach, that such an individual become a Harabi Yisrael, and it wasn't too long afterwards that he became a Harabi Yisrael. So in this discussion here, he had said that Rabbi Gamliel wanted to check whether or not he had Shtei Saros or not, and Rabbi Yossi said he wanted to know whether he would Gia La'onas Nedarim or not. That was the discussion. And Rabbi Chanina says, I'm willing to be a Nazir. So let's take it now from the bottom of Chaf Tesma Beis, five lines up, Bishlama. So Bishlama, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, this all makes sense according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Damar ad shegia alonos nedarim, that until he reaches the age of 12, the boy reaches the age of 12, the year before his bar mitzvah, that's when the father can no longer be madir him. Hainu dekamer, that's what it says in the Brice above, but Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Chanina, that im katan ani, that Rabbi Chanina said, if I'm a katan, heya b'shvil abba, then I'll be a nazir because my father made me a nazir. So that all makes sense. We'll have to see why that is in just a moment. But Ella in Rebbe, the Amar Ad Shavi Shtei Saros, according to Rebbe, the point in time is until you got to Shtei Saros, Bim Gadani, if I'm a Gadol, let it be for myself. So we had a little trouble with this yesterday, and we totally added in what was going on exactly here. So let's just look, at the Mefarish here in the bottom of Chav Tesma Beis, Bishlama, two Y lines down in the Mefarish. Bishlama Rebbe Yossi, the Amar Ha'ish, a father can only mother his son until he reaches the age of onus in the darm, which is the age of 12 around. That's what Rabbi Chanina said. If I'm a katan, shelo hagati laonus in the darm. If I didn't reach the age of 12 yet, nazir b'shvaba, then I'll be a nazir because my father made me a nazir. Vim gadol ani, if I'm a gadol, shehagati laonus in the darm, aha b'shvil atzmi. If I reach the age of 12, where I'm the ability to reach onus in the darm, then I'm making a nazir on my own because now the Torah tells me I have the ability to make my own nadarm. El Rebbe, Afa how afagav says the Mefarish. Afagav the Havigadol, the Gilonis Nedarim, Bishusar the Avu Okai Lahaziro. That even if he's a gadol, even though he reached the age of Onis Nedarim, which is a gadol respect to Nedarim and Nazirus, it still doesn't work because he's still in the possession of his father with respect to Nazirus. Of the Hamar Achiv Ishtei Saros Biat Haav Lahaziris Beno. So according to him, even if he reaches the age of Onas Nedarim, he doesn't have the ability to take upon himself Nazirus. His father still has control of his Nazirus until he has Shtei Saros, until he's around the age of 13. So that's the Shaila, according to Rebbe, who holds about Shtei Saros. And the Gemara goes on to say, continuing the question, Habrishusay de Avokai? He's still in the Rishus of this father when he's a Higiel Onas Nedarim. So the response is, Ella, what he said was, the Amar, Aha Bishul Abba, I will be a nazir, whether it be because of my father or whether it be because of myself. Sounds like he's not specifying the shirim, meaning that's part of the question already now. So kind of they take out the shir. He didn't mention the shir. So I'm either because of my father or I'm either because of myself. And they remove any discussion about mentioning onus and nedarim and shtei saros. I think that's how it's reading.
It sounds like it works better according to Rabbi than it does from Yusuf.
We had the same problem yesterday also, Harry and I. We thought that as well. We were very confused by this, and Tosfos has to put in a weak Kavamina in there. We had the same difficulty. Okay, they changed the girsa. Whatever it was, they changed the girsa. And it means if I'm a Kadan, if I'm a Gadol, whatever shir that means for Nazirus, then I'll be a Nazir. So the Gemara now asks on this two lines down on Daf Lamed. Amen Aleph. E I see Shtei Saros. Me kara kaim ben Nazirus delay. Uvasov kaim ben Nazirus davua. If he has Shtei Saros, so then in the beginning, he's Nazirus for himself, and then in the end, is Nazirus for his father. We'll see what this means in a second. Let's look at the the Mefarish here. There's a Girsa change here also in the Tosfos. Let's try the Mefarish. Mefarish says, if you see two lines down in the Mefarish, he says, Eisishte Saros Meikara Kolomar. If you understand the Mishnah like Rebbe, the Nazir says it's only Chayv and one Naziros. If he had Shesaros before his father ever took upon himself Naziros, then Kaimba Naziros today. He has his own Naziros to worry about, not his father's. His father's didn't work. If I had Shesaros when my father made Naziros, so then I never was a Nazir as a result of my father's. The icy shesaros levasof. If I only had shesaros at the end, the dear of it, my father already then had the ability to make a nazir for myself. Kaiben nazir stavu. He's a nazir because of his father. Velo chayla le nazir sti dekal. And his nazir isn't chal. The lo kabel le nazir ella im eino nitvas b'shav. If he only took upon himself his own nazirus, if his father's nazirus wasn't chal. The chayim nadain lo hevi shesaros. Since he didn't have shesaros at the moment yet, chal ale nazir stavu. His father's nazirus is chal. Velo chal ale nazir sti dekal. Okay. If he had Shesar sometime in the middle, so the Mefarish explains, Lo Yadinan Iba Hahi Shaita Dahi Dir Aviv Isi Shesar Ila. We don't know whether he had then or didn't have then. Minicha, does it make sense? Vaha came and Amar Ahabishvil Abba, Ahabishvil Atmi. If I will be a Nazir because of my father or because of myself, Im Eno Nitvas Bishvil Aviv Neshra Dikaim Bishtai. Shemus. Shlosh is right. Then it's wait. It's a bunch of gear saws here. I have four different things. Imeno nitvas b'shvil aviv, v'efshar. It should be v'afilu. It says v'afilu dekayim b'shleim masar b'shlosha asar. The gilon is the darim. It should be 12. Then I'm not sure. Adain lahavish te saros v'chal lev nizir shel aviv keta tapot b'nizirs achas. Hamchayv l'mekem l'mekem b'nizirs al shel aviv. So what's this case? Where he's suggesting that maybe there's a possibility that both of them are chal?
That the lashon this guy uses is, oh, it doesn't matter whether it was my father or it was me, the nazirus is good at the end of, and the assumption is at the end of the 30 days, he'll have the chiyuv nazir. But the Gemara's question is saying, if he has these two saros in the middle, so then it doesn't work because he didn't finish his father's nazirus, and he also... his first makabel upon himself in the zeros after that time, so it wouldn't be.
But his kabbalah is only if the father's wasn't chal.
But his father's, once he has shtesaros, it sounds like the father's nazirus doesn't get to run through the balance of the entire 30 days.
Okay, so then that ends. So then there's only one nazirus left, his own.
But the story's mashma that regardless of which way we come out, he'll be okay after 30 days.
It should be 45 days, you're saying.
Yeah, because now he'll have to take on a new Kabbalah's Naziris. So uh-huh. It's going to have to happen after.
I see. So the assumption right now is, if the father made him a Nazir, and 15 days later he grew Shesaros, that Naziris is done with. Completely out the window. Now his Naziris that he took upon himself kicks in. That has to start after 15 days. So it's really 45 days from the beginning of his father's Kabbalah. That's what we're saying? Yeah, okay. So the Gemara explains further now. Sa'anicha l'Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda d'ama ad she'gil onus nadarim. It all makes sense according to him. Why? Does that make sense according to him? And the assumption is, right now, we don't know why, but if he's a gil onus nadarim during the 30 days of his father, it won't be mevatal. The question is, why not?
That's the question. I, why can't he come to Onus and Dharma in the middle?
Right.
There should be a time. Onus and Dharma is a Saris. Doesn't have the same power to destroy it the way Shtei Saras would.
He says because Derabanan. If you look at Tosus inside, it's worthwhile to see. See Tosus Dibra Maschel Hanicha. And Tosus, two lines down in that, says Im Tomar, the first word on the line there, Im Tomar, Nicha Shema Bala Onus and Dharma Bem Tsoi. why not be concerned that maybe he reached that age, that maturity, during the 30 days of the Naziris? V'imkein, eich yotzeh b'Naziris aviv, levad shloshim yom, and he won't be completing his Naziris of his father in 30 days. U'perish ha'bein otam, the onus in the darm ain't sosers. For some reason, onus in the darm, if he happens to have that age during the Naziris of 30 days, it doesn't soser. Why? Didn't he the ha'av ain't yachal hadir mekam ve'elach, even though at that point afterwards, the father could no longer be mother him as a Nazir. Mikomakom heicha the hadir kodum lachain, if he did make another Naziris before him, mishum onus adarm lopaka. Because he reached the age of onus adarm, that's not enough to undo the Naziris. Kevin de lo havekim dirabanam, it's only a dirabanam status that the son has. Aval, saros is de ish deraisa paka daviv, vimkein nichas le saros bimensiyah. But the fact that she saros at the din deraisa, now that he has the ability to make his own Naziris on his own, that will be paka the Naziris of the father. So that's the distinction. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the shir of onus nedarim is only a din derabanan, so we're not so concerned with that. He could, even though he becomes onus nedarim during the 30 days of his father's Naziris, it's still one Naziris, it's not mevatel. But Ela the Rebbe, who holds that Shei Saros, Damar, Ad Shiyavi Shei Saros, Ma'ikla Memar. If he has Shei Saros during the 30 days of his father, it's mevatel, the father's Naziris, and has to start all over again. So Amri the Rebbe, Lek at the Kanta, Ad Yosef Dilev, Yosef Davu. Ain't Echanami right? He's not fixed until he counts his for his father's Naziris and his own Naziris. So if it happens to be, let's say they don't know when he had the Shei Saros, and he would have to wait 60 days, it would sound like, from the beginning until he completes, until he's really fulfilled his obligation entirely. Okay. Says the new Mishnah, Aish Megalich al Naziris Aviv, a man can be Megalich on his father's Naziris, which his father made him a Nazir, or his father was a Nazir himself. So the case is that the man himself was a Nazir. At the end of his Naziris, when he needs to bring the Karbanos and shave his hair, his father was also a Nazir, and his father had separated money for his own Karbanos. The father dies, the Loch Moshe Mishinai is that the son, Kibib Megaleach, on the money that the father set aside. So again, father and son were both in the Nazir rim, I guess. And the father set aside money for the father himself, and the father dies, then the son, who was also a Nazir at the time, can use the money that was set aside by the father for his own personal karbanos of Naziris. But Ve'ein, the Mishnah says, Ve'ein ha'isha megalechas al Naziris aviyah. But a daughter, may not be megalech herself on the money set aside by her father, who happened to also be a Nazir. Ketad. So the Mishnah explains what we just said. Misha ya aviv Nazir, person whose father was a Nazir, v'hifrish mal stumim al Naziros, and the father set aside money for his own Naziris, who makes that father dies. Vamar hareini Nazir al Menashe Galech al Moz Abba. And the son says, I want to be a Nazir. Now at the time, the son was not a Nazir. But now that his father dies, he says, I want to be a Nazir on condition that I could shave using the karbanos, using the money that my father had set aside. Al Moz Abba. Amar Rabbi Yossi, hare ilu yiflu nadava. So Rabbi Yossi says, those money has to fall to nadava. That's a halacha al Moshe Mishinah, he said. Ein tem galech al Nazir's Abba, if that doesn't work. If the father and son were not the Nazir at the same time, it doesn't work. What's the situation where the son may shave his hair on the money set aside by his father? That's the case. When they're both Nazirim at the same time, then the father sets aside money to be used for his own Nazir. So mace, the father dies. That's the case. That's the case where the son could use the father's money for the son's Karbanos Nazir. So the Gemara explains, my time, what's the reason? It's a very strange halacha. How does this work? And that's Rabbi Yochanan. This is the third time we see Rabbi Yochanan saying, halachi b'nazir. This is a special halacha, Moshe Mishinai Nazir. Three times, I think? I think we saw three different times. And in this case, that the son using the father's mouse. Pshita, the Gemara says, is Pshita. I'm not sure why that's Pshita. So the Mefarsh explains what's Pshita here. If you look at the Mefarsh three lines up, Pshita the Shah ben Megalech v'lo habas. Dein labas b'makom haben klum v'alach l'amali. What do you need halach Moshe Mishinai for? Because the daughter is nothing b'makom haben. Now that's a phrase borrowed from Yerusha. When there's a son being gerushed to the father, the daughter gets nothing. Now, what happens if the daughter is the only daughter, though? And then the daughter would get Yerusha here too. So I'm not sure what Pshita there. Look at the Tosas for a second. See what Tosas says. Tosas says, Pshita, below halacha yadina and dein bas mikalachas lamai hutzach milsa de Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't explain what the. So what does that mean? It's so strange, the line of the mefarish here. Oh, but I didn't finish reading the sentence here. Okay, I didn't realize the Gemara is making the line of Yerusha. If you look at the Gemara, it says again, Pshita, my remember what's a chiddush? The ben yorish is aviv bas lo. Only the sons yorish the father, but not the daughter. Now that's only again when there are daughters not yorish when there are no sons around. But when there are no sons around, the daughters will be yorish. Let's see what the Gemara says.
So you know what? My time of the first word in the Gemara. When the Gemara asks my time, what's the reason? That was going on. Why can't the woman be meglachas?
All right, so Tosfos the Mefarsh says, the question is, why could the woman not be miskalechas on the father's money, and that's halacha? The Gemara says, of course not. The daughter's never yorish anything. She can't be yorish the money, at least when the son's around, but let's assume across the board the daughter can't be yorish. So why would you ever have a minute to think she can use the money to shave her hair for the karbanos? And the Gemara explains, Lotzricha, that's the answer. Lotzricha el delesle elabas. The situation where there is only a daughter, and when there is only a daughter, that's when a daughter, in fact, is yorish. So then you would think she could be yorish the money and use it. So mal the same, yorish and gemurle, it should be, I guess, complete yerusha. Kamash malan, halacha. You're right, in general, the daughter will be yoreshes, the av, when there's no son. But there's a special halacha, Moshe Sinai, that the son is not going to be yorish. Now, by the way, the way I would have thought, when the son is yorish from the father, to use the money for Naziris, I wouldn't have thought that's a din in Yerusha necessarily. I thought that would be like a special halacha Moshe Sinai, he could use it. We're learning from the Gemara is, no, that's coming through a Yerusha, and that Yerusha is telling us that he's able to use that money for himself. It might get into the discussion of whether Yerusha is considered Lekuchos Dami or not, but, okay, yeah.
It's a silly question. Does a woman have to be Mekalachas after she...
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that, but the guy comes back and says, I don't want a wife with a wig.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Ibailu asks Gemara on the top line of Lamed Amud Beis, the end of the parak. Ibailu, pligi Rabbanan al Rabbi Yosi or lo pligi? Do the Rabbanan argue in Rabbi Yosi or do they not argue in Rabbi Yosi? So which Rabbi Yosi are we referring to here? Rabbi Yosi that says in the Mishnah here. Yeah, right. The Mishnah presents this as the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that he's the one who says, if a son wasn't a Nazir at the time that his father was a Nazir, and the father dies, then the son may not use that money. But if they were Nazir at the same time, the son may use that money of the father. Now, why is this presented as Rabbi Yossi only? Is there a Rabbanan, is there a group of Chacham who argue on Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, Vim Tim Salomar Pligi. If you say yes, it's a Das Yachar Rabbi Yossi. There are a group of Chachamim who argue. Are they arguing Imtim Salam or Pligi are ratio? Are they arguing on the ratio or only the Seifa? What's the ratio versus the Seifa in this case? So look at the Mefarish who explains this. Actually, look at the Tosos a little shorter. Tosos says, Vimtim Salam or Pligi are Rabbanan are ratio, the Kama Rabbi Yossi. Im Neder Bechai Aviv Eina Megaleach. Vamri Rabbanan de Megaleach Bechol Inyan. If he makes a Neder in the life of his father, he cannot? I thought we said he can then. B'chai Aviv. It can't be the Batman Neder. It could only be... This is the opposite. It's a different Girsa. No? You see that?
Yeah.
I told you it had a different Girsa on the mission.
Was the case where he decided to become a Nasser after his father died.
And that doesn't work. Right, so Tosfos has a different girsa back on that, on the bottom Tosfos, three line, third Tosfos up. He has the opposite of our Mishnah. So let's work with the girsa we had in front of us, at least, that the ratio was a situation where the son only took a Naziris after the father had died, that the son can't be Arishit. So does he argue on that ratio? Or there's even an argument in the Seifa, which said that if the father and son were Nazirim at the same time, so then, and the father dies, then the son could use it. Sounds like an interesting machlokas, which way you go. But okay. We'll leave it at that for now. Well, the Farsh learned like that. Okay. So the Gemara says, brings a raya, Tashma. Ketzad amru ha'ish megalech al nizir. So what's the situation where the son is going to be megalech on the money set aside by his father, al nizir aviv? Misha ya aviv nazir. The father was a nazir. V'hifrisha aviv mos l'niziroso. And the father sets aside money for his own niziro. So meis, the father dies. Vamar, the son now says, Hareini nazir al mnash shegalech al mos abba. I want to be a nazir on the condition that I can use my father's money that he set aside for his own niziros. Zeush megalech al mos aviv. That case, it works. Now, this is consistent with Tosfos and Shita. That case, now this does work, according to the Girsa now. So that's why Tosfos changed the Girsa in the Mishnah, probably. About Misha Hayahu, Aviv Nizim. But a person, the son and father, were Nizim at the same time. The Hifrish of the most. Then the father sets aside money, Le Niziro, so Umay. So then the father dies. Hare Il Yiful Nadaba, Dir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that money falls to the Nadaba. And comes along Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Zeh, Hushim Galech, Hamas Aviv. He says, no, the opposite is true, actually. That last case is where they are able to use the money when they're in a Nazirim together.
The Farsh changes the verse of that, the opposite.
So everything's switched around. So I'm not sure in the end. So what's the raya from here? Whichever way you go, are they arguing on the last case? Are they arguing on the case here of when they're both in a Nazirim together? Or are they arguing even on the first case? So it's a big mess here. So let's just see what the bottom line here, at least, is according to the Mefarish, right? So the Mefarish says that the bottom line is based on this brisa, different yourselves, that they're arguing both in the Reish and the Seifa. They're arguing in both accounts that it's the completely the opposite.
Because they're responding to him, Rabbi Yossi is applying this Megalech Amos Aviv in one of the two cases,
mm-hmm.
And they say no, that's the case of Megalech Makom Aviv. So you see, they only understand it in one case, and it's the other one than the one that Rabbi
Yossi. Is that only this one, but the other case is not like this.
Right.
Okay.
So whatever he understands, you see that the Rabbanan must be arguing in both. Because
okay.
It's not that one, it's the other one.
Okay, so it's very right. Okay. There's definitely Machlokas, but Machlokas Mefarish and Tosos, whose side each one takes. Okay. Fine. Gemara now says, Bayi Rabba Yesh, Rabba asks, Yesh lo shnei banim nazirim. Person has two sons who happen to both take upon themselves nazir, or maybe possibly he made his children into nazirim. Mahu, what's halacha? Halacha about what? Let's say the father dies, I guess. Who's Yorisha? They split the money. Right, so that's what the Tosu says. Tosu writes, Bayi Rabba Yesh lo shnei banim nazirim. The Rebbe Yossi shenadru achar misas avien. And Rabbanan gam b'chay avien. Whichever way you say, whatever the case is where the son's allowed to be Yorish, whether you hold it's when he took Nazir when the father was alive or after, what's the halacha when there are two sons? Mahu. So Gemara says, Hilchasa Gemirin la, kol dekadim galach galach. It's halach Moshe Sinai, whoever is time ends first, whoever's ever Nazir ends first, and at the end the same day, whoever uses the money first, get his zocha, kol dekadim zocha. Or maybe it's a din in Yerusha, like we were suggesting before. That's why the daughter's excluded, because it was a din in Yerusha, and therefore they split half and half, and they have to fill the rest of the money with their out of pocket. Gemara doesn't give an answer, and seemingly it's a teku, or as they would say in Nazir Tibai. So that's what the Girsa adds in here. The little note on the side. No, there's no answer. Okay, it's a teku, l'chor. Gemara says now, Bayi Rava. Rava asks, "Bechor Pashim Ahu, Mai." So, what about a Bechor and a Pashim? Hilch Sagamir Lei Behilkach Lo Bayi Giluch Lofum Mai Deshakil. Do we say Talach Lamosh Mesinai, and therefore they don't take according to what they normally take, and therefore it should be also the din of Kol Kodem Zacha? No.
Is this named Tim Salom? It's not Tim Salom. But it's sad that he split.
Right, if you look at Tosos, v'hacha lo bayi glucha, right? Probably in the side that you split, though. But it can't be the side you split, because the side that you split, then it's not working with halacha Moshe Mesinai anymore. It should be a din Yerusha. It should be two and one, then. So Tosos writes, v'hacha lo bayi glucha lefum mai deshakil, de'apa pi deshnei pshutei pligi, palgi mikol makom, eino kishar Yerusha, hachanami linen shiitu b'chor pishayim, Hachnami lo matzi lehavi taglacha so lufum mai deshaka kishar nechasim. Maybe his name is Tim Salomar? He's saying even though two people would normally shnei pshite, two regular sons, not bechor, two regular sons would split, it sounds like he's going on that side, it's maybe still not a full, it's not a really a pure Yerusha, And maybe so too, Bechor and Pasha would also split evenly. Oh, Dilma, back to the Gemara now, or perhaps you would say, Dilma Yerusha, maybe it's a real Yerusha. V'chehecha d'shako b'shnayim, ha'chim agalech. Maybe it should be a Yerusha, like in general, and then the Bechor should take a double portion, and the Pasha should take a single portion. V'imtim t'lamar Yerusha, and if you assume it's Yerusha, and therefore it would be 2 verses 1, v'fum d'shako magalech, and you take according to what they deserve in Yerusha, u'bechulin hu d'islay p'shnayim, abhekish lo. Well, maybe it's really Yerusha, and generally, they do take 2 and 1, but that's only with respect to chulin. But with respect to hekdesh, maybe they shouldn't. Oh, Dilma came into kani le'gluchai loshna, or maybe since they're kone for the purposes of shaving their head, even though it's for the purpose of hekdesh, maybe there shouldn't be a difference.
It sounds like that's that last Tim Silomar sounds like the same question as Rava, right? Because is it chulin or hekdesh that you apply pishnayim or not? Rabbeinu Tam says chulin is he said in the lashon chulin. In other words, do we treat it like chulin? But
Interesting.
Otherwise, it sounds like the same question, right? Because we just said we have a shaila if Yerusha applies, or we say Then we said it's a shaila by Bechor Pasha, and then we said aye, but do you treat it like chulin or do you treat it like Kedusha? It sounds like the same thing again. Are you saying Yerusha applies to it or not?
So it depends how the father said initially what his designation was. It was a chulin, but if he said in the formation of a hekdesh, then maybe they wouldn't have the din of Yerusha. Maybe even by the if he had it in lashon or hekdesh, the same din would apply. Okay, I see that. The Gemara now says aviv nazir olam v'hu nazir stam. Let's say they took upon themselves two different types of naziros. The father was a nazir olam. And the Nazir, the summons is Nazir Stam, which is 30 days. Aviv Nazir Stam, Vihu Nazir Olam, or the opposite case, maybe. My, what's the halacha? Ki gemirin halachas b'sab Stam Nazir. So maybe the halacha, Moshe Messina, is only in a situation where they're both a Nazir Stam. Odim aloshar, maybe it doesn't make a difference. As long as there's some form of Nazir, they're able to, the son's able to be Yorish, the father. Vim tim salomar hacha aidiv idi Nazir Stara. And if you want to say, idiv idi Nazir Stara, that's Vim tim salomar. Yeah, they're both a case, so they're both Nazir's Tara, and therefore it's okay. They can be Yorish one to the next. But Rava would ask, Aviv Nazir Tameh, Vahu Nazir Tar. Let's say the father become Tameh and set aside money for his Nazir's Tameh, and the son wants to use it for his Nazir's Tar, or the opposite, Aviv Nazir Tar, Vahu Nazir Tameh, Mai Watalacha, Teku. Can you have them overlap with each other? There are two types of Nazir's, but they're still in the world of Nazir's, but one's for Tameh, one's for Tar. We're into Teku Hajan Lach Mishamar. Now, with this whole discussion of Yerusha, I wonder what the case would be. Let's say a son were to die. Would the father be Yorish the son? In general, if a son were to die, the father is Yorish. Would it go the opposite way as well? Or would you say, like we said above, that the daughter is excluded, even though in the situation where there's no son, the daughter is Yorish? So to the father, the halach only applies to the primary Yorish, which would be the son. Okay, interesting daf. I guess we'll stop here.